Benjamin Mushatama and Pali Satau.
Indeed, 21 minutes past 10 o'clock, we're speaking to Christian Wendler from Shout It Now, and they've just launched a WhatsApp-based chatbot service which aims to really provide information to GBV survivors. And a very interesting question that Palisa just brought about there, Christian, in terms of, you know, that GBV can't be seen in just one way. It manifests itself in different ways. Could you unpack, you know, the information that you provide, and do you look at the different scenarios of this horrible thing of gender-based violence?
Yes, and then it's an important point that Palisa raised, absolutely, and I think it's important to point out that this chatbot is not designed to replace service provision. This is designed to empower people with information and options, which many times survivors do not feel that they have either. Factual information, accurate, or that they understand what their options are in various situations. So I think that's the important thing, is this is really hopefully then we can be there for that individual, empower them with those options, and then they can come forward for services. And then that's where you say, then unpacking the individual needs of each survivor, whether it's acute violence or historic, sexual, emotional, physical, or economic, it's important to understand then that individual situation, to understand they're not being judged, they are not to blame, and that we are here to support them in what is right for them. And so CHOMI, the way it walks through is really then, it's fixed to facts, because regardless of what the abuse is, everyone has a right to live a life free of violence. It does not matter what your situation is. You do not have the right, no one has the right to abuse you. And so that's the kind of messaging in terms of the affirmation messages that are interwoven throughout CHOMI, and then the facts. So it goes through what is legislation that protects, it goes through if you live with an intimate partner that is abusing you, and you're not ready to leave that partner, what are things that you can do to make yourself safer? So it gives practical tips and advice of how you could navigate that. It helps explain what is a protection order. A lot of people don't understand what that is or how you get one. So CHOMI is very much about facts, not about telling a person what to do based on what they are or aren't experiencing.
Yeah, absolutely. Christian, I don't know if you've been following the presidential summit on gender-based violence and femicide currently. Have you?
Yes, I am here right now.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, great. Let's speak to you a little bit about the summit, because you are working in the health environment. And one of the people that were asking questions yesterday from the civil society space was saying they worried that the panel discussion didn't include anyone in the health sector. So the health minister was not present in this gathering. Did you have the same concerns? What's your take of the inclusivity of how we see GBV?
Well, I think, and it was, so he wasn't in the panel, but it was pointed out he was in the audience. And so I do think that it is absolutely help needs to be part of this conversation, as does DSD, as does the SAPS, as does justice. I mean, there's no gender-based violence affects every aspect of our society. And so if we're really going to form a solution that actually can make real sustainable differences to end gender-based violence, it takes a comprehensive, multifaceted approach, and all players need to be at the table. So it's important that when we talk about health, I think it's also important that we talk about it from the perspective. A lot of times people think that if you have, you know, black eyes and broken bones, that's abuse. But there's a lot of physical and emotional abuse that happens that doesn't leave any physical signs on you that are just as important that an individual receives services for. So it's important that we look at health comprehensively as well when we serve survivors.
And in terms of implementation, because that's a lot of people asking, you know, intervention, from an intervention perspective, we are still lagging behind. And there was a lot of criticism around the fact that we saw so many interventions with COVID-19. However, with femicide, we still don't see structural changes in our implementation from a government perspective to deal with femicide. femicide. What's your take on that?
Well, I think that I think President Ramaphosa summed it up well yesterday in his remarks, in that have we done things? Yes. Have we done enough? No. Have we done enough fast enough? No. And so that is really, you know, where the theme of this conference, the acceleration part, comes in, is let's do what we're doing well. Let's do it better, more of it, faster. But the things, identify the gaps and address them. And so I think, you know, where it comes to femicide, I mean, we are more than double the global average. I mean, research that was presented yesterday shows that South Africa is dramatically above the rest of the world on this. And that should have every South African concerned about what is happening in our homes, what is happening in our communities. And so going back to when I said a comprehensive approach, we can point at government and we can point at SAPS, and yes, they all have to do their part, but we each have to do our part in our homes, in our communities, to talk about gender violence, based violence, to talk about with our young boys about what does it mean to grow up to be a strong man? What does it mean to respect a woman? What does it mean to be a young woman growing up to be empowered and stand up for yourself and know your rights? Those are really important conversations that have to be part of our national dialogue around gender-based violence as well.
Mm. And in terms of, you know, one thing I saw was the fact that from the last summit, which was accelerated because of the emergency of that year and because civil society was very active in protesting against the femicide we were seeing, especially in that particular year. Not that it's not big every year, but there was just a mountain of cases that were public in that particular year. You know, what should we do to actually account and also measure our work in this light? Because most of it can be tracked.
It can be. And I mean, this is where it goes back into, I mean, when we speak of femicide, obviously, then for listeners who may not be aware, you know, femicide is murder of a woman based on her gender. And in South Africa, the overwhelming majority of those murders are by an intimate partner. And so that is tracked, obviously, in the case of a murder, then that is a fact that is tracked. And it's important, again, we have to look at the full spectrum of what we need to do. We need to look at the prevention side and deal with what is happening in the minds of the men in our country that think that they're entitled to be angry enough that could lead them to kill their partner. So we need to address that, and we need to bolster and do more around prevention. How do we engage men? How do we talk? How do we deal with anger? And then when it comes to actually measuring, obviously we need to do more with SAPS to understand. We need SAPS officers who are trained, many individuals who end up as victims of femicide. Mm-hmm. They were known to have been experiencing gender-based violence. Many of the police officers were aware of problems in that household or in that relationship, and whether there was a protection order or something else, but it's still ended in that woman losing her life. And so we need to do more when an individual comes in reporting gender-based violence. Let's not wait until she becomes a femicide statistic. Let's take the reporting of gender-based violence, of disputes, let's take that seriously and make sure that she, as well as then the perpetrator, are getting the support that they need to ensure that it doesn't lead to femicide.
Well, let's wrap it up going back to Chomi. I mean, there's a listener saying, you know what, this sounds like an app that I can use and help someone with, and maybe I can also inform myself. Even as a man, I don't think it's just for women themselves or even for survivors. Even I think as a man, need to actually access this particular Chomi. How do I do that?
Absolutely. And it's so great to hear those kinds of messages coming in, because that is absolutely true. It is for everyone. Knowledge is power, and as South Africa, we need to be empowered by making ourselves more knowledgeable, by having more conversations about GBV. So yes, I encourage everyone to go and visit Chomi, and all you have to do is save Chomi in your WhatsApp. So the number for Chomi is 082-229-6251. And you just save that in your WhatsApp chat, and then you can type hi, the number one, anything you want, and it'll start a conversation with Chomi.
Can you say that number again?
Sorry,
082-229-6251. So it's 082-229-6251.
Correct.
Fantastic. Thank you for giving us your time. And this sounds like a fantastic initiative. Definitely, I'll be on bot and I'll be on the bot tonight, working around it, playing around it. So thank you for telling us a little bit about Chomi and also giving us that insight on the conversations happening at the Presidential Summit on Gender-Based Violence and Femicide. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much to both of you for your time. It's so important to be able to be given these platforms and get the word out, so we really appreciate it.
That is Christiane Wendler from Shout It Now. Let's quickly move on right now. Let's get our business news, Tabiso.